trying to chat with you about getting friendly with music.
You're listening to Free Range Radio on UMFM.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Are you sitting comfortably? Mm-hmm. Well, now we'll begin. It's time for Free Range Radio. And it's Thursday, so it's Steel Belted Free Range Radio, and it's Christmas Eve. And that means that that we get to come down here and have some fun. It's been a while since we've been down here live, and what better time to finally make it down here than Christmas Eve. So, thanks for stopping in. My name is Jeff. Making all the racket back there is...
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you today?
Don't you think we should turn up our mics?
Are your headphones too quiet? How about that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Better.
Okay. So it's Christmas Eve. Hey, Jer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited at all?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit?
A lot.
A little bit. Yeah, it's...
A lot.
Yeah, it's...
A lot!
Yeah, we heard.
A lot!
Yeah. It's pretty hard to wait, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you've been doing an admirable job. We got lots to talk about. Lots of stuff has been going on, but most of all, we just want to play some great stuff, and we want to wish all of our listeners. Yeah,
there's Xmas music over there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe we're gonna play some Xmas music.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? But I guess we better start off with this one. Being today, it's pretty much all we can do.
I'm doing okay today.
All right. Okay. Here is a song about tonight.
Huh?
Yeah. Listen in, you'll see. This is Steel Belted Radio on UMFM.
Hey, this is Alex Deason. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Casey Chambers from Australia on Steel Belted Free Range Radio 101.5 UMFM.
Mary was a sight to see, living down in Galilee. Planned to marry Joseph in a week. Mary had some baby news. Joseph was a bit confused. We were all a little puzzled too. The Holy Spirit came while I was sleeping. I swear to God, I've never told a lie. So Mary grabbed her things and then she headed down to Bethlehem to give this baby thing a try.
celebrate. Must be Christmas Day. Sleigh bells everywhere. Cold December rain. Snow on a window pane. Music in the air. Please don't bring me anything. No turtle dove or golden ring. I've come so far so I could say, have a Merry Christmas Day. Times we had comfort in your hand, and raise a glass of cheer to all those near and we can't understand.
That's a beauty there from Wickham Porteous, our old pal there from British Columbia, featuring Sam Parton of the Be Good Tanyas. That's the Christmas Day song. Before that, we heard a song called Christmas Day by Casey Chambers from her new record, Bittersweet, which is a fine record. Christmas Day. We heard something from Lindy Ortega with Christmas Eve with You from Tennessee Christmas. And the Damwells in there. Got to sneak in some Damwells Christmas Eve. And I'm very, very happy to be spending Christmas Eve with you, Jer, and all of our fine, fine listeners out there.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've been waiting. What do you want to talk about?
That the dentist yanked out my tooth.
What? What are you talking about?
You were with me. You know what happened.
I know. I'm playing it up for dramatic purposes.
Oh.
What happened? Because people don't know. You got to tell them.
Okay.
Tell the whole story. You kept telling Grandma that your teeth hurt, right?
Yeah, I kept on telling Grandma that my teeth hurted when I pushed down.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to the dentist.
Yeah, we were just going to get him checked just to see what she thought.
But my tooth actually was sick.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they had to yank it out. And there was a bruise on it.
Yeah. Yeah. We just went to get it looked at, and she said, well, we got to pull it out.
And then I put it under my, and then I put the tooth under my pillow, but the tooth fairy didn't even take the tooth.
Sometimes she just doesn't look very hard, does she?
She didn't even take the tooth.
That's pretty crazy.
Well, she didn't find it because of
the
tooth.
But you know what? You didn't look very carefully either because you didn't think she left you any money, but
it was actually just in the cracks between the two pillows.
That's right. Yeah. So that's kind of a, that just happened yesterday.
Yeah, that was just yesterday.
That's kind of a sucky day before Christmas present, isn't
Grandma
it?
Grandma didn't know this.
I know. You just told her.
This is the first time that I just told her.
I know. I'm sure she's got her jaw wide open. She can't believe it.
She's probably going to be screaming now, just like Mom. She's like, oh, my lady. I mean, oh my little boy.
Yeah.
Had to yank out his tooth. It was really weird. I'm glad you guys weren't there. It was really weird. And everyone was there. Carter, Alicia, Mom, Logan, me, and you.
Was where?
At home. When we got home,
oh, that's true.
Logan, Alicia, Carter, and Mom, and me, and you were at home.
That's true.
And Logan's not even part of her family.
Well, I guess not officially, but...
But Alicia kissed on her lips with him.
Yes.
Twice.
It's pretty gross, huh?
Yeah. I saw them.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like...
And how did you feel about that?
I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm not going to tell Alicia this.
Well, I think she knows.
No, I didn't tell her.
Well, she doesn't know that you saw her, but I think she knows what happened.
No, I don't think she knows.
She didn't know that she was kissing Logan on the lips?
I might have actually told her. Maybe. Oh. I might tell her. She'll get mad at me, though.
I don't think she'll get mad at you.
Please tell her that please don't.
That's what
get
she
mad
gets
at.
For making out in the driveway. You
yeah.
never know.
She was right in the driveway kissing with Logan right
terrible?
By the car.
I know.
And I was watching at the door window, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Bleh. It's almost like we live in Transcona or something.
Like, people kiss everywhere.
Yeah.
On the lips.
Yeah. Pretty gross, eh?
Yep, really gross.
All right.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Well,
Our
pal...
Ew!
Don't forget I have this little slider right here.
What?
This little thing right here. You want to know what it does?
No! No!
It does
no,
this.
No! No!
And then we can't hear you as much
hi
anymore. Our pal Dale called
hey
and... reminded
hey
us. There's
hey.
Okay, Jeremy,
hey
stop.
Hey.
Okay, there's one
hey
absolute
okay
all-time classic that we haven't played yet this year. And I definitely got to make a point of getting to it during the show, so we'll play that for you next. But first, here's one we play all the time, and you
bye
know what? This is one of those songs that that we've played a million times. It's one of the most played songs on our show. And I've listened to it, you know, hundreds of times off the air. All right, that's enough of that. But I never, ever get tired of this song, not even a little bit. Every time I hear it, I get excited again because it's such a great, great story. I love a great story song that you can see, you can smell, you can feel, and that is this song. And I was pretty impressed when I heard this on CBC Radio the other day, and I have a funny feeling that our pal Julian Tuck might have had something to do with that. He loves this guy. He's actually the first guy to send me a Paul Kelly record and tell me to listen to it. And boy, oh boy, was he right. Here is an all-time classic, and this might help you with the cooking tomorrow. Here's Paul Kelly.
Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bell. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland, and Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe, but that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Get a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look out the reader. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing. Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. 'Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'll pray the baby Jesus. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Murphy and push the tables back, and you dance with Rita. I know you really like her.
You know, I was afraid it wasn't going to work, and then it didn't work. You know, don't you hate that when it doesn't work, Jer?
What?
It didn't work. What I was trying to do. So we got to do it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was how to make gravy. That's got to be my favorite.
How to make gravy?
How to make gravy?
You just use gravy to make gravy.
No, you got to make it. You just add flour, salt, a little red wine. Don't forget a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and an extra tang.
And you just need, this is how you make actual, this is actually how you make, what is it called?
Gravy, yep.
Gravy. You just grab some gravy and then you mix it into gravy and then you make gravy.
Yeah. Well, it's.
I just saw a zombie in that video.
Well, no, it wasn't a zombie. It was some sort of tribal dude.
Is that Star Wars or is that a frog?
That was a frog.
I just saw a frog.
Yeah.
Okay, a car. Okay, okay, a car again.
So
a car again. A car again.
Yeah.
A car again.
So the point is.
Another car.
Yeah. See, this is what happens when we have to cheat.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're ready now. Are you ready now?
I see something. I see the Earth.
We're gonna play.
I see us.
Another all-time.
I see
classic.
Us.
All right.
Here I see us.
Yeah.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen. When the band finished playing, they held out for more.
Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're our side, thank God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. Me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Navidad. his kids with him. The three from his first wife, Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife, Marinelle. Of course, it brought his new wife, Kay, who talks all about AA. Chain smoking while the stereo plays Noel, Noel, the first Noel. Caught the turkey, turned the ball game on. Mixed margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Sent somebody to the quick pack store. Some ice and an extension cord. A can of bean dip and some dying rides. A box of tampons, some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. And Rita drove from Harlingen. I can't remember how I'm kin to them. But when they tried to plug their motor home in, they blew our Christmas lights. Cousin David knew just what went wrong, so we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw a breaker and the lights came on, and we sang Silent Night, oh, Silent Night, oh, Holy Night. Carve the turkey, turn the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of baked snow. Bag of lemons and some diet Sprites. A box of tampons, some Salem Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Feliz Navidad.
Those other ones are classics, but they're not from Christmas records, perhaps.
Really?
But that one is...
I'm going to turn off my mic.
Okay, that sounds good. That one is probably...
No, I'm not.
the best Christmas album of all time. Is there a better Christmas album than that one, Jer? I don't think so.
Nope.
That's the Phil Spector Christmas record, A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector.
That's my favorite one.
Deranged, convicted murderer.
Very favorite. My very favorite.
Who happens to be Jewish, put together the best
very
Christmas album.
Very favorite.
Of all time. So, Jer.
Of all time.
Okay. Wouldn't it be nice if people called us to wish their loved ones a Merry Christmas or something? Should we invite people to phone in?
Sure.
Okay. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM.
But don't phone now because we're...
No, you can phone now.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can phone now.
Yeah, and if...
You can phone now.
Yeah,
if you won't.
Okay, Jer.
Merry Christmas!
We can send out your Christmas wishes to somebody.
I'm Jewish.
Oh, Jeremy.
Stop.
Getting close to bedtime, is it?
Nope.
I think it...
And we're not leaving yet.
See, look, it worked. Look.
What did?
Look. Hello, UMFM, hello.
Hello, Jeff and Jeremy. This is Bobby. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. We're great. How about you?
Who's Bobby?
You know Bobby. She comes to our house concerts sometimes.
No, I don't.
She brought her little baby the last time.
It's true, I did.
Like the cutest baby in the world. Mm-hmm. Besides you, Jer, of course.
Obviously. Yeah. I was just driving to my Christmas party this evening, and I was listening to your show on the way, and I thought I would call and wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's very kind of you. I guess it's a special one for you, hey?
I guess the first Christmas for the little one, although I don't know. Yeah. I think it'll just be me taking wrapping paper out of her mouth.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Wait, you have a baby?
She'll be big into the boxes. which is often the case.
Wait, if you have boxes, then she can crawl inside there and play.
Yeah, it could be.
She could, like a cat, almost.
Yeah,
kind of like that, yeah.
Okay, you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks for calling, Bobby. We hope you have a great one and get where you're going safely. And we hope to see you again real soon.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye.
See how fun that was?
Yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
Yep.
Other people, I bet you, are out there, too. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM.
Mom should probably phone if she wants.
Yeah, she probably should.
Mom, can you phone?
Please? I mean, we could always phone her, too. If she, but... Oh, look. Maybe that's her.
Okay.
Hello, UMFM. Hello.
Pardon me?
Hello?
Hi.
This is UMFM. What can we do for you, caller?
I just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks. That's very kind
of
you.
Who is this?
This is Jaden.
Oh, I thought this was Mom.
Kind of sounded like, I kind of thought it was Mom at first, too. Well, thanks, Jaden. Did you want to wish anybody in particular a Merry Christmas or just joy to the world and all that jazz?
I also wanted to wish Cameron Lepke, my sister, a Merry Christmas.
All right.
Is she here?
Yeah, she's with me in the car.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, she's here?
And you too as well.
Well, thanks. Same to you. We hope you guys get where you're going
safely. I see a car lights on, but that's probably her.
Yeah, no, that's... No. I don't think they're out front, Jer. They're in a car somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, close to the radio station?
No.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot for calling. It's good to hear from you, and we hope you have a great Christmas, and all the best to you and yours.
Yeah, you too.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
See how fun that is?
Yes, this is fun.
It's exciting when people phone that I don't even know. That's the best one of all.
Mom, you can phone if you want.
Maybe she should phone even if she doesn't want.
Well, she can phone if she doesn't.
Do you remember the phone number? Maybe we should give her the phone number one more time.
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember it?
No. 269-6...
8636.
8636.
Yeah. Okay, look. See, it worked. Hello, UMFM. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Welcome to the Steel Belted Radio Christmas Eve Spectacular.
Who's this?
It's awesome. It's very good.
Who is this?
It's your mummy.
Oh.
Your wish has been granted, Jer.
And you didn't even recognize me.
Long live Jean.
No, I didn't. Bobby actually sounded like you.
No, that was Jaden that sounded like.
Oh, yeah.
Jaden. I was waiting to call, and then you guys just got so you got so tied up.
We're very popular.
So popular,
Jan.
You are.
Yes, we are very popular.
I know.
We are the highest rated program.
And I had to tell everyone
on this station right now.
I had to tell everyone what you said to me last night, and I had to tell everyone who was there: Logan, Carter, Mom, you. Well, you, Logan, Carter, Alicia, you, me, and Dad.
I know, it was a big event.
They were using the thing to make croissants.
Yeah, he was using our mixer. Yeah. He might bring us one.
Well, they're just plain buns. They're just shaped different kind of buns.
I think it's harder to make croissants.
They're just different shaped buns.
Well, they're way better than buns. Have you ever had a croissant, Jared?
I did.
They're incredible.
What's her name? Auntie what?
Yeah, Auntie, that's right.
Auntie who?
Corinne?
No.
Karen?
Auntie someone's wedding. It was a long time ago.
Oh, Auntie Cheryl's wedding.
Yeah, Auntie Cheryl's. Okay, what we were just talking about?
I don't remember having croissants there.
Oh, yeah, you weren't there. Well, you and Dad weren't there because, well, were you there?
yeah, we were there.
We just dropped you off and left.
Oh, okay, but there was actually croissants there, but they were just plain shaped buns that were just, they were buns shaped as croissants. They're actually buns shaped as croissants.
Some of them are like that.
Yeah, some of them
are. They're just shaped like that. But I think these ones are really flaky. It's taking them a long time to make them.
Yeah.
So Jeremy's been busy making his Christmas wish list. Do you have any Christmas wishes to pass along, Jane, in case Santa Claus is listening?
Do I have any Christmas wishes to pass along?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh. Yeah. No, I just hope everybody's happy tomorrow.
Alicia actually texted me, but she won't be home at 8:30. So she said I actually could actually open up the present that she gave me since she's not going to be home. She's going to be home when I'm sleeping, though. But she said in the morning tomorrow that I can open up the present that she gave me.
Morning?
Yeah, in the morning.
But she'll be home then.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why he can open it then.
But she's probably going to be asleep.
I thought she said
we'll wake her up.
She could.
Yeah, let's wake her up. Let's wake everyone up when we see all the presents.
She actually is everyone. Carter's not home.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. I mean, Carter's not going to be home.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be at his dad's for the... Well, he's going to be home for the morning, but he's going to be
No, he's going to be home for dinner.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be home for dinner, but he's going to be at his dad's for the morning.
That's right. Boy, I hate that fan, Jer. Why did you turn that fan on? I don't know if Mom can hear that.
Okay, I'll turn that off.
Are you guys going to play a song?
Yeah, we should probably play some. We should be asking people, is there any particular Christmas carol or Christmas song that you'd like us to play?
I really like that Chris Trapper CD.
Yeah, I've got that right here, actually.
Okay.
We've come close to playing it two or three times, but we'll actually make a point of it now.
Okay. It's the first thing that came to my mind, but it was very good.
Yeah, we love Chris. All right, well, thanks for calling. We hope that you and yours, / us and ours, have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, yep. I just want to say something to Mom.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
That's it? That's what you wanted to say?
What did you want to say, Jer?
Merry Christmas? I forget what I was going to say.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Okay, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I actually wrote on my Christmas list now.
Okay, wait. Why don't you let Daddy play a song?
No, 1 second. Okay.
It's not a long list. It's okay.
Okay, dear Santa, I want a plasma ball, some rocks, please, and some question marks.
Well, you were going to write down Shopkins.
Well, I did. Okay. I did write Shopkins, but there's question marks on top of them because I didn't know which way a Z is.
Oh. That's kind of the opposite of the S.
See, look, I'm just doing a million of question marks.
Yeah. Jer, I've been asking you to make a list for Santa Claus for, weeks now. You're finally getting around to it today. I'm glad you finally made some time. Are you afraid that maybe it's too late or anything?
No.
No.
I'm just writing this because I want Santa to know what I want.
Okay.
And I totally forgot what I wanted, so I'm just going to think about what I want.
All right. Okay, well, you might want to hurry because... We should check the Santa tracker and see where he is in the world. But we are going to play that song.
Wait, we have a Santa tracker?
Oh, it's all online. It's called the internet, man. You can find out anything.
Oh, can we do that right after this?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song and then we'll look up the Santa tracker.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Here's a classic from that jolly old elf. And his name's actually Fred.
Yeah, we have a new owner. We have a new partner to our family. Wait, does Logan know this? Does Logan know this? I didn't even tell him. I didn't even tell him that we have an elf on the shelf.
Well, we'll tell him tomorrow.
Alicia, well, Mom.
Yep.
Can you tell Alicia if to listen to the radio show for now on? Okay. Okay, can you text Alicia and say, can you please listen to the radio show now? Because Jeremy wants to say something to you. He wants to say, tell Logan that we have a new person to our family. And his name is Fred, and he's an elf on the shelf.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to play that song now. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I bet you didn't know it was going to take this long.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks. We'll see you soon. Okay, here's that song.
Okay.
Now, I heard there was a secret code that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for the music, do you? And it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I did my best, and it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth, I didn't come here to fool you. Stand before the Lord of song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Christmas magic's happening again, my friend. asked to play. But then later on in the parking lot, a snowflake landed on my lips, and it brought me back to 1974 when I was new to all of this. Christmas magic's happening again, my friend. Lights line every street, I'm always mystified. So yeah, going home, it always freaks me out, cause I go right back to that place when I was insecure and never really sure how to break the darkness in that space. So late last night, I couldn't get to sleep, so I just sat and watched the snow gathering like new diamonds on the old window.
The North Pole Express, loaded with toys up to the caboose. Puffing and a puffing came wait to cut loose. The mighty power eight reindeer rockets produce. The North Pole Express, there she goes. Look at those dear feet fly, giving off sparks from the tracks in the sky. streaking along at a record pace. Look at that smile on the engineer's face.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
12 o'clock tonight, he'll be coming in, dropping off your presents with a great big grin. You can hear him shout through the whiskers on his chin. All aboard North Pole Express. There she goes, look at those dear feet fly, kicking out sparks from the jets in the sky, streaking along at a cracking pace. Look at that smile on the driver's face.
Driver, go in. Felicia Navidad.
Well, long about midnight he'll be coming in, dropping off your presents with a great big grin. You can hear him shout through the whiskers on his chin. Ho, ho! North Pole Express, here he comes.
That was a Holly Jolly Nick Lowe there from his Christmas album. Yep. Quality Street was the name of the record. That was the North Pole Express. Before that, Nick's pals, Los Straight Jackets, who've
and
been touring with
Santa
Nick.
Santa Claus.
That's right. Santa Claus is coming to town. We heard a pal Chris Trapper in there, Christmas Magic, and something from jolly old Fred Eaglesmith, Hallelujah.